Leftist politician compares border control to turning baby Jesus over to Herod. By Jack Montgomery on December 27, 2021. Leftist lawmaker Ross Greer accused the MP for Dover of being willing to hand over the baby Jesus to King Herod after she said the Channel migrant crisis should be brought to an end. Natalie Elphick, who represents a port city which bears the brunt of much of the illegal immigration to the United Kingdom, had said that this Christmas reinforces to me how vital it is that we bring the treacherous small boat crossings in the English Channel to an end once and for all. There's no compassion in allowing people to leave a very safe country, France, to make a dangerous journey in the hands of ruthless criminal gangs across one of the world's busiest shipping lanes, where so many lives have already been lost, the Conservative Party lawmaker had written on social media on Christmas Day, likely having in mind the disaster in late November in which people smugglers sent at least 27 migrants to a watery grave. Vulnerable people are forced into boats at knife point and gunpoint. People, including young girls, are trafficked for exploitation. Criminals and people wanted for terrorism have been stopped in Dover where they have entered our country through the small boats route. She added, before again reiterating that there is no compassion in any of this. Anyone thinking otherwise is simply out of touch. Ross Greer, a member of the Scottish Parliament, roughly equivalent to a U.S. state legislature, evidently disagreed, however, accusing that she would have turned Mary, Joseph and the baby Jesus over to Herod, given half the chance. King Herod, infamously, slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under in an effort to exterminate Jesus, after the Magi, better known as the Three Kings or the Three Wise Men, had prophesied to him that the King of the Jews had been born there. French President Emmanuel Macron has so far not given any indication that migrants who remain in his country face a similar fate. Greer, a member of the far-left Green Party which props up left-separatist Nicola Sturgeon's Scottish National Party, SNP, government in the Scottish Parliament, describes himself as a Green, a Christian, and a socialist in his Twitter biography, and is no stranger to controversy in British politics. Previously in 2019, he penned a long article for The Times titled "Stop Pretending Churchill Wasn't a Racist Mass Killer," in which he branded the British wartime leader a white supremacist and compared him to communist dictator Joseph Stalin. Like it or not, Churchill was intensely racist, even by the standards of the time, Greer asserted, before accusing the long-dead Prime Minister of being responsible for the Bengal famine, a view repudiated by historians such as James Holland. Articles like Greer's helped to set the stage for Churchill becoming a target for left-wing iconoclasts during the Black Lives Matter mania which swept the country a year later, with Churchill's reputation being trashed and his statue in London's Parliament Square repeatedly vandalized. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.